Kenny, have you been checking in with anybody you know down in Florida?
I have.
I told you I've been consumed with the hurricane coverage because we have some loved ones down there. And we also have a wedding there, selfish reasons, so I'll just be honest. In a month, we have a wedding there in a place called Longboat Key, and that is right in the path of Hurricane Milton, which I think right now the update is it did not lose any steam overnight. And obviously this is going to have repercussions for everything, and you'll be hearing about it for NFL, for college football. It's gonna touch everything. It's going to touch everything, obviously, because this is
something they are. Place is nice.
Yeah, they are really scared about not only the hurricane, the storm surge, the flooding, and everything that's going to happen down there. So with that said, I did come across something, because you look for levity in times like this. You do, unfortunately. But okay. Sometimes that's what you have to do. Have you seen the guy they are calling Lieutenant Dan? So I have to bring this to your attention, and please. Mitch hadn't seen it. Owen, you hadn't seen it either. See, I'm just watching too much of this coverage. I think that's the problem.
You came in and had a full-on breakdown of everything that's going in there.
Yes, and this guy
meanwhile,
has interest.
I caught up on shows that I hadn't seen the last only night thing, and watched baseball.
The only thing I saw was the guy who put the ratchet straps over his entire house.
Yes.
Like six of them.
And how does he have them anchored down?
I would imagine with stakes in the ground.
And does he know what's going to happen to the ground?
I don't know. Did we think that far through? Whatever works, maybe it'll work. I hope it works.
I'm more concerned with the wind than the water.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe
some people are concerned with the water.
So what's with the Lieutenant Dan guy?
This guy looks like a certified psychopath who's trying to come up with a way to stay safe.
Well, I'm not going to say that
now,
just yet. Let's hear this
fellow.
Okay,
let's hear him out. Now, he is zigging while everybody else is zagging. Everybody's like, hey, we got to drive up north. Some people are driving south to Miami, where it looks like the coast is clear. All right, down to Fort Lauderdale, Miami. The gas situation is really rough, so people that were trying to go up north can't anymore because there's no more gas if you didn't go ahead of time. And some people are just riding it out. He has a different way to ride it out.
The water's going to come in. It's going to rise. If you're on land, it's going to flood. You're risking drowning. I'm in a boat. The boat goes up with the water. So even if the boat goes up 100 feet in the air, I'm going to be up 100 feet in the air with the water. So it's really the safest place in the world to be is on my boat. And I got room for one more female.
Now, Kenny.
Holy cow.
Is that a tempting offer, first of all? Second of all, I have to say, this is the type of logic that I would use when I was in fifth grade. This is a grown man. This is something I absolutely would have said when I was in fifth grade. Why don't they just go out on the water? The water will go up.
How did Noah take care of it?
Exactly. Now, if you're a man of faith.
Telling me you're smarter than Noah.
So.
He says he's got room for one more female.
How do we think.
Two of every creature.
How do we think this is going to end up? Because apparently he has done this in the past.
Well, I think we know how we think.
This is like a 20-foot boat. This is not the ark that. My only knowledge is going to Oral Roberts University and going in their ark exhibit. But it was a massive structure that could withstand the winds. I don't know that the 20-foot boat has that same capability to not get tossed around like a crazy person.
I mean, have you seen some of the videos and pictures that have come in from space?
I've seen enough hurricane coverage in the past to know that boats that size usually end up lodged in someone's house.
I've seen enough hurricane coverage in the last 2 weeks to know that.
Oh, this boat's going to be the first thing that goes.
This is
before any of the surges. This is before the this will just be a rainstorm outside. He's not going to survive.
The preamble to the hurricane.
Yeah.
As Lieutenant Dan comes flying past.
That thing's not going to survive 30-mile-an-hour winds.
No.
This thing is getting up over 100.
Oh, buddy. No one's trying to talk him out of this?
Oh, this ain't 180 miles per hour these winds could get up to. And it was over Cancun, I think, yesterday. I saw somebody this morning flying to Cancun. I guess this is the time to do it.
He's
right
a grown
after.
Man. He can say whatever he wants. He can do whatever he wants. But man. Doesn't seem he's putting anybody else at harm.
So, Kay, is this why you told me you want no part of ever moving down there?
There's two things to it. One, like, I don't think I'll ever get to retire, but if I do, Florida is not in the cards. My grandparents lived in Florida 8 months out of the year back when I was a kid. I went down there a couple times, never was interested once in living down there. I've been there a bunch of times. Never have I said I want to live here when I get... And I know I'm in the minority. And it's not just because of that. It's not because of just hurricanes. Like, hurricanes, we all have our risks of weather. I know that, we've had a record number of tornadoes outbreak in Ohio, I think. It might be a state record, at least in one of the months, I think it was. This is just... One, I like to have a winter of some sort because it makes me appreciate the summer that much better. Two, I don't want to live in Florida. I never want to live in Florida. I never, ever, 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 ever want to live there. No, not a chance. I can't see myself living in any other state for that matter.
Oh, and you love Florida. You love going
down. No. We go to two different parts of Florida. We take the kids to one part, and then my wife and I go to a completely opposite part. And I have always talked about as soon as the kids graduate high school,
you're down there.
You said, remember, you said this. This is right. When you retire, you're going to what in Key West?
Oh, before I retire, I'm probably, as soon as this is done, I'm probably going down to drive the trolleys and give the
tours.
That's right.
It's a real plan he wants to do.
His family's basically, they're nudists. And, you know, Key West.
Yeah.
You don't ever have to put clothes on.
Well, he and his wife can do whatever they want in their free time.
That's how I keep this tan.
I do not care if you're a nudist, too. If it were a kink, I'm certainly not going to kink shame. You guys like what you like.
Thank you.
But if
Thank you for not shaming me and my wife.
Well, I'm, you know, at least one of us here is progressive on this show. I can't say the same for old what's his name over there, and God knows what he and his wife do. Anyway, does this make you think twice any of this stuff?
No.
I mean, it happens like it seems like it's happening 8 times a year.
No.
Now.
Well, and it's October. We are sitting here the second week of October.
Like I said, we go to two different places in Florida. They couldn't be further apart from each other. Especially the way that the state is shaped. We go to the Panhandle for the spring break with the kids, and then we go to the Keys, me and my wife. That's where we got married at. And I think there's a lot of people going, oh, Florida's getting hit again. These are different parts of Florida.
Right.
These are not the same parts of Florida.
Yeah, it's kind of moving around. And I guess we've always said, like, people that live here.
I grew up in Tornado Alley. I'm cool.
Yeah, nobody makes fun of the weather here more than Clevelanders, where we talk about how cloudy, how dreary, how rainy, how few perfect days we get.
It makes me enjoy the perfect days that much more.
But I almost wonder, like, can you make an argument? If this is going to be Florida every year, I mean, you're uninsured down there. The insurance companies are fleeing.
That's the only thing that changes it.
They are fleeing Florida. You have to be a multimillionaire to be able to really have any kind of protection.
Like, you and I have a very good friend who lives down there. And he's like, you know, I'm in the Orlando area. It should be fine. Like, for whatever reason, the people from Orlando, I shouldn't say whatever reason. I'm sure there's a meteorological reason for it. But the people in Orlando, every time, I got several friends there, and they just say, oh, we're fine. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Well, they're pretty inland.
Well, see, I don't.
But this is in the path.
It just seems like the whole straight.
It'll weaken once it hits land. But it is. Yeah. What's it going to be at the point it gets there?
I mean, people on the East Coast. It's coming from the West Coast, the Gulf side, and people on the East Coast are still, you know, going to get some pretty good remnants. Not like what they're going to get on the Gulf side.
Library Met on Twitter. In my previous career, I was a meteorologist. Barring a miracle, this man is going to die. I feel really bad for him.
I feel like this is a certainty. It's not even a. Oh, whatever.
He says he's done it before.
Yeah, I can't believe that. What if this guy's right? What if it ends up he's right?
I hope he is. I don't want some guy.
This is the guy to do it.
I just don't want anybody else to get the crazy idea to try it. Like, if he makes it through, I don't want a bunch of other people, because there's obviously going to be more hurricanes. Right. I don't want a bunch of other people doing this. I would hope that they don't, but who the hell knows? There were people eating Tide Pods years ago. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
What was the new Whippet craze?
Oh, yeah.
Which I was supposed to make a big deal about that. I'm like, yeah, we did Whippets back in the day.
Something like that. The high school kids were making TikTok videos about it. And then the problem is they're driving
No, we just sat in the woods when we did the Whippets. We didn't drive anywhere. It's actually kind of close to the Shame Bush where we did the Whippets.
Mm-hmm. How'd it feel? I never did it.
You had a Whippet Willow over
there.
Was
it worth it?
I had the same sensation when Axel was born. Because I did not cry when Axel... I didn't cry when any of my children were born. Now, I'm an emotional guy. It was just like this incredible feeling of life. And I remember my head... I thought my head was going to explode. It just went, whoa, 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 whoa. And that's what Whippets do.
For 3 seconds?
It's like your introduction into drugs, man. Yeah.
And again, we are not endorsing that.
We don't condone that. I don't condone being in a boat during any of this stuff. And I certainly don't condone Whippets. We are on record as a show. We don't condone either of that.
Show. We have to be professional about this.
Tommy says, give me Virginia Beach. There's no other part of the country I want to live permanently. I'll visit other parts of the country.
You used to be hot on Milwaukee, but...
No.
Hot on that? No.
No. No. No, it's just not as nice Cleveland, Milwaukee is. How do you like that?